Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse Duplantis again.
I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And last week, we dealt with the cancer of the human race.
Part one. It was so good, we felt like we had to continue the same thought, so we've taped this, we're going to air this this week.
We have the same clothes on, but it's not a week old. We just taped it so you can get into part two of this.
Because it was so much, we couldn't do it in that one program. We know we try to limit the boardroom chats to about 30 to 45
minutes. Yeah, at the
and
most.
So, because I know some people can't sit still for that long.
Well, they got to go to work, they got to do different things.
Yeah.
I want to go back to, and I said this as we went off last week, that sin is now in stage four. And you know, when a doctor tells you, excuse me, you have stage four, that means you dying. And you got trouble on your hand. And I've seen people just collapse. And yet, and we're going to talk about the cure for sin, which is a cancerous growth. I want to go back to James chapter 1. I want to read verse 12 again. And then we're going to get into part two of this. It says in James chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, endure it, then say enjoyeth it. We talked about that last week. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Now, I've heard preachers say, the Lord tempted Jonah. No. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man, that's every person, is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. And verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. We told you last week, and we read you about what Cain, when God was telling him, man, sin lieth at the door. Sin always announces itself. It's crouching. It's demonic. And some people say, I don't believe in that. That don't change it. Now, what has happened so much now, this is part two, that the church never even speaks about that. People live together like it's nothing. They use each other, and then when they finish each other, they throw each other away. Marriage is almost a joke. People say this, I'll love you for as long as it lasts. What does that mean, for as long as it lasts? Already making a provision for failure. Do you see what I'm trying to say? And when you understand that this thing is in stage four, you know, I mean, now, I mean, if you say that someone is sinning and you preach it, they say, well, you just prejudice. You don't like that person. You don't like this. You don't like that. No, what I'm telling you is the truth, because deception has blinded the smartest people, some of the most intellectual people in the world. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me. Yet we have the answer. You said it last week, and I want you to say it this week. Kathy, what is the cure for stage four cancer in the body of Christ?
The cure is the blood of Jesus.
Oh, glory
to
God.
It's the only thing. You know, if you think a lot of cancer, they'll identify cancer by a blood test sometimes,
right,
or the beginnings of it, or the potential for it. But the blood of Jesus is more powerful than any disease that the devil can ever manufacture, if you want to think of it that way.
Right.
But that's the cure. The only thing that can cure the curse of sin that's in the earth. And you know, a lot of people, when they see sickness, they'll identify it with, you know, the person did some kind of a sin. You know, the person could have been led an innocent life, because sin, the curse of cancer, the sickness of cancer in the earth, many times will go on a child who has done nothing wrong.
Pure,
so
innocent.
Sin came in the world was orchestrated through Satan originally, and that's how the curse of sin came in the earth, and all the other things, the problems that this world has, whether it be sickness or whatever, stem from that. That's the root of it. But Jesus came to get rid of the root of all sin, which was disobedience to God.
Yeah.
But the blood of Jesus cleanses all that, makes us pure before God.
You said something right there that was very strong. It started with Satan, it entered into the world, but it could not come into the world until man accepted it.
That's so true.
Because man was in control here. Jesus said, I give you dominion, Adam and Eve, over all the fish of the sea, the fowl, everything that creepeth upon the earth. See, it couldn't happen. I don't care how powerful the devil was. He couldn't get in until that first couple accepted that. You see what I'm trying to say? Now, the blood of Jesus will get rid of that. All you have to do is accept it. And in that blood of Jesus is something called grace, which is so phenomenal that it's beyond human comprehension, the grace of God. But because God gave you grace, sin abound more? Sin more? No, Paul said, God forbid. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So when we're talking about that, that's why verse 16 is so powerful to me. Do not err, my beloved brethren. And I know it happens all the time. I've seen it happen. I've been preaching 49 years. And why is there so much sin in the church when sin, it will present itself at church, just like the devil presented himself through that snake at that garden, but it don't have to be accepted. And the dumb excuse, well, I couldn't help myself. Yes, you can. See, you didn't endure that temptation, as I said last week. I'll say this week, you were enjoying it. Ah, that tells you if something is very close to grab you is when you're enjoying a temptation before you actually commit that. Rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And I mean out loud. I don't care if you're in a restaurant. I mean, and shut that down. Because this thing is killing people. Not only in the body, in the spirit. You will stand before God and be judged for what you've done. The Bible says, as a tree falls, so shall it lie. And I'm telling you, I'm warning you. I want the red light blinking. Listen to me. You know, and you know, people thought, what about Hollywood? Well, Hollywood is full of sin. Sin everywhere. Are you anti-Hollywood? No, I'm anti-sin. I like entertainment. I like it, someone that can, you know, act well. But I mean, why do you have to, years ago, let me back up. I like Turner Classic Movies. Okay, TCM. Okay, now the other day I was at my house, I turned on TCM and they were playing Ben-Hur. And it was right at the end that you've probably seen the movie with Charlton Heston and all that, right at the end where his mother and sisters got leprosy and they crucifying Jesus on the cross. And when Jesus died, if you remember the movie, his mother and sister had went back to the cave of leprosy. All of a sudden, thunder and lightning, boom, boom, and it began to rain. And I don't know who directed it. It was a wonderful way he did it. And that water hit Jesus' body and the blood began to flow from the cross. And he could see the water.
Everywhere it went.
But it had a red tint to it. And all of a sudden they look at each other and she goes, I'm in pain. This is the sister of Ben-Hur. And all of a sudden they look and all the leprosy is gone on their hands and on their mouth. The blood of Jesus washed it away. Mm-hmm. What a great concept that director had. Mm-hmm. That is the cure for this. Not only does it take away sickness, it takes away the sickness of sickness, and that is sin.
And the stain of it, as though it had never existed.
It doesn't cover it. Mm-hmm. It washes it away completely. The other day, I went by Kathy, I guess I was working a little bit. She said, that jacket smells. I said, oh, it don't. She said, it does.
I don't know why it is, but when I tell you that I'm looking out for you, I don't want you to go outside
around
other people
like
that say, boy, that Jesse stinks.
No, I don't stink.
I like to help you out by telling you, Jesse, you smell like a little dog.
She said, you smell like a little sweaty dog.
A little boy.
not a sweat thing, but like a wet dog. I took it off. She washed it.
It was sour smelling.
And so then I put it back on the next day. Our housekeeper washed it for me. And she said, now that smells right. I said, okay.
But you resist me. I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to.
I hadn't finished my work yet. I didn't plan it. I'm going to take it off and give me
sometimes
a little chance.
You're not aware of how you stink.
Well, what about you?
I'm just telling you, I'm talking about hypothetical.
That's what my heart
not saying
now.
You, but I'm talking
yes,
about
you're
in
saying
general,
me.
We don't.
You're not aware of how you stink. Who's. Is there anybody else on this thing?
You really
have
don't.
You ever known how many times you have stunk? Since we thought about stinking, have you know how many times you have stunk?
Have I offended you because I told you the truth?
No,
we're talking
I'm
about
you
right now, not me. See how he turns it around? No, we're talking about you.
You remember you when you used to wear your sister's dresses, and I used to say you stunk because you didn't wash it.
No, I don't remember
yes,
that.
Yes, you do. You do. You just lied. I repent. Repent of me, please. Jesus, help this woman.
And Jesus. I remember wearing the dress, but I don't remember stinking.
She has five sisters.
I have four sisters.
No, you got five sisters.
I'm four.
Count you.
I'm five. But I don't have five sisters.
What are you?
I'm the one in the middle. There's four sisters.
No, there's five.
There's five of us. There's five girls.
Well, why is that? So one sister would match. She liked the dress. They were kind of more or less the same size, you know. The other way, and I'd go, my God, man. Oh, yeah, my sister wore this last night. I said, well, let's turn the car around and bring you back home and change that
now,
dress.
You could have gone all day without telling that story.
Well, since you said
you
I stunk,
you're
a beautiful woman, but you do stink sometimes.
When I tell you something, you don't have to turn around and find a story about me. Why don't you just receive it that you needed to clean that jacket?
Okay, why don't you receive that you needed to clean that dress?
Well, I have, but that was like 50
years. It just went
that
away.
Was probably 56 years ago, and he's still talking about it. See,
let us pray.
I'm talking about something that happened last week. Yeah. I'm going to get a little more into this, at least into this decade.
It wasn't stage four.
Just in this decade.
It wasn't stage
Hallelujah.
Four. But it was a good stage three. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Look at it. You get a little, I can see it in their eyes. This is years ago. I want to make this funny, but it ain't funny. It just isn't funny because this thing is destroying
people. My point was I was trying
people.
To make is that sometimes you don't realize that you've been caught up in something and you need someone close enough to you to tell you the truth. And I'm close enough to you to tell you that little thing. But my point was is sometimes we don't realize that this is why God sends the fivefold ministry. He sends the pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets.
You want me to help you? Go ahead.
Apostles.
Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher.
Kind of did it backwards,
then there's another section called the Ministry of Helps, all kinds of different things. Just thought I'd help you out there a little bit.
He didn't help me.
I didn't help you? Okay.
He distracted me.
I distracted you.
But anyway, God uses me to help you.
Oh.
He has over the years. And he uses you to help me. But sometimes
but you
God,
won't receive it.
I have received some things. I just didn't let you know.
Okay, thank
Not
you.
Not right please. Away.
Okay, that's a good admission.
A good admission.
Hallelujah.
But the point is that...
You do air, God my beloved sends... brother. I just had that scripture come
I do
my
air.
Mind.
We don't use the word 16. Air very much. Verse 16 in the Amplified says, do not be misled, my beloved brethren. Let's
yes.
see how the Passion Translation says verse 16.
Okay,
that
while
would
she's
be
looking
interesting.
For the Passion.
No, I'm already there.
You got it there? What
I'm
you got?
Already there. So, my friends, don't be fooled by your own desires.
That's true.
So you get caught
Amen.
Away and you
want to
be
That's
accepted.
True.
You don't want to be corrected. Most of us don't like being corrected, but some...
Yes, right.
I can tell you went somewhere there.
I know. I shut it down. I crucified
good.
It.
Hey, good. He's learning.
You know, we're making learning. This funny, but this is really a very serious thing.
But there is a cure.
I want to go back to Hollywood because I don't want people to think I hate everybody out there. No, I mean, I admire quality. I admire a talent, an actor, a singer, or whatever. But I don't admire, like at the TCM, I watched that movie. And, you know, why did they have to show you the sexual act today? In those days, they might go black, you know? And you didn't see those things. And at that time, they had what they call censors, I think, in Hollywood, things of that nature. And they still do. But now, I mean, my God, they got those different R... what is it?
Ratings.
All these different ratings, but most of them just bypass them like crazy. And why do we need to do that? I mean, you know what's going on. I'll tell you why. The devil wants to grab a young person's attention. See, he's deceptive, crouching, waiting, shouting. You know the sin's coming. How many times we've seen movies? You see this guy, he's committing adultery against his wife. And it's hollering, and everybody goes, yeah. It was a good movie. Well, it might have been a good movie, but you didn't need to see that. You already knew that. And you see, and after a while, you get so desensitized that it's just not normal. I mean, then when you see a good movie without any of that junk in it, what's wrong with that movie? You know, and I don't mean this to be critical, but I'm going to just be truthful. Disney, when you had a Disney movie years ago, you knew you had a family movie. And they had some great ones, and it was a blessing. But today, my God, I'm not being critical, I'm just being truthful here. You see what I'm saying? And I really believe that some of these actors, they can act and do things without having to do all that kind of craziness. You see what I'm saying? But the world has been deceived by an arch enemy called Satan. And notice that when lust hath conceived, why is that? And that's verse 15, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. That's a time factor. I said that last week. And then when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. That is so true.
I like the way it says in the Amplified Bible.
Okay, say it, Mom.
I want to start in verse 13, James chapter 1. It says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted from God.' For God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no one. But every person is tempted when he is drawn away, enticed, and baited by his own evil desire, lusts, and passions." Verse 15, "But then the evil desire, when it is conceived, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully matured, brings forth death. Do not be misled, my beloved brethren."
Yeah, and that's the whole key. We're trying to talk. This is serious stuff, ladies and gentlemen, and it's happening everywhere. So you that are born again, without being rude, when people say, "Well, you know, we just live together," you want to know how to answer that? Well, you must really love each other. "Oh yeah, we do." Then why don't you make it right? What? Why don't you get married? Why don't you create a life till death do you part? That's not, you criticize me? No, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying, my God, since you love her, take it to the final degree. Take it all the way across and marry her or marry him. So your children will never be illegitimate. We know there's no such thing as illegitimate children because that child has a parent. See, and when you understand, just make it right. See, that's all you got to do. That's not being critical. I never forget that time. I remember when I talked about that man in Shreveport all those years ago. Had to be at least, 45 years ago. They got born again in my service. And I'll never forget this. They came up to me and it was so fun. You've heard me say this story before, maybe. And they said, "Brother Jesse, can we talk to you?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." And they said, "You know, we love each other a lot, but we're living together. But from now on, I'm going to sleep on the couch and she can sleep in the bedroom." And I looked at him and I smiled. And I said, "Does the couch have wheels on it?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I'm not a gambling man, but I bet $100 that couch will go roll into that bedroom before the end of the night." I said, "What are you doing today, this afternoon?" And they said, "Not a thing." I said, "Do you love this man?" She says, "I really do." I said, "Do you love this woman?" He said, "I really do." I said, "Let me marry you. I'll marry you this afternoon. Let's make this thing right." And it's like the light clicked on. They never thought of that. They got married. Now, that's all those years. And still, the last time I seen them was maybe 10 years ago, still married. Just make it right. Just do right because it is right. Yeah. And teach your children that. To not just use each other, but to do right. And see, all that goes away and you have a wonderful time. You don't see that hardly anymore. Now the divorce rate among Christians is, I think, I heard one person say, was a little higher than the sinners. Why? How can that be? We know it is because sin lieth at the door. I'm not saying getting a divorce is a sin. Don't put words in my mouth. But what I'm saying is you can stop those things. You know what I mean? And yeah, but I've fallen out of love. Well, fall back in. You fell in love once, fall back in. You can fall out, you can fall in, right? Just makes total sense. Mm. And that's what I'm talking about here. Because this thing is at stage 4. Mm. And the Bible said, when you think not, the Son of Man cometh. You don't want to be caught unawares in any way, shape, or form. I'm not trying to make you fear. I don't believe in fear. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated, and fear has torment. What I'm telling you, you can live. Oh, I'm going to get somebody mad at me. You can live without sin because Kathy read last week that God told Cain, and this is before the new covenant, master it.
Yeah.
You can master that.
We know we need to learn to love what God loves and hate what God hates. I heard Billy Graham years ago describe how we need to look on sin the way and be repulsed by it. The way many of us look at blood and go, "Ooh, I don't want to look at blood." You know how, you know, like as doctors get accustomed to it, they're trying to help someone, don't get me wrong. But the thing is that we have to love what God loves and hate what God hates. God hates sin because he knows the consequences of sin, that it separates you from him, that it stops the blessing his blessings from going into your life. It stops the possibility of you having eternal life. So God, that's the reason God hates it. And we need to learn to love what God loves and hate what God hates, because it's the only way that we can walk towards the life that he created for us.
Yeah.
He really wants us to have an abundant life, a good life.
Let me give me an explanation, something very simple. I'm not sure how the devil works. I'm going to make this so easy because it's happened to you. Now, sometimes Kathy made me so mad I could spit, and vice versa. Okay? That's called life. The devil tells me, well, just leave. You know what I say? Well, since you're talking about leaving, you leave. You just leave. You get out of here.
Turn the tables on the devil.
That's my point.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? In other words, if he's talking about leaving, well, why don't you leave? Because I ain't leaving her. She ain't leaving me. But you're going to leave us. You see, now he don't like that. And we divorce him from our thoughts.
That's good.
Push him away. No, we're not doing that. You see, that's my point. That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing with sin. When you got that allurement, that I don't know, that you're starting to enjoy this. Say, excuse me. You don't have a right to get in my mind. You don't have a right to use my body. I've been paid for by the price that you cannot afford, devil. And the blood of Jesus has washed my sin away. I have a mansion in heaven waiting for me to get there. And he said, I can even have it here. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So if it's the will of God for you to have a mansion in heaven, why ain't the will of God for you to have a mansion on the earth? Come on, let the elevator go to the top, or the lift go to the top, however you want to call it, see? It's not about greed or anything. It's just living the way God said you could live. And you can be blessed. So I want you to think about that today. And when you see it, don't be critical. Be truthful. See, and the truth sets people free.
Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this today. I could go for hours on this because it's such a big subject. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. And, you know, it needs to get out all over the world. And sad to say, in the churches. The churches just don't talk about that at all. I had a friend of mine one time. I asked him, I said, have you ever preached against people? Have you ever preached about that it's a sin to live with each other? Not a sin to love each other, but a sin to live with each other because you're using each other. And he said, no, but it's, hey, I'm going to do that this Sunday. He did. He said, I want everybody that's living together.
In adultery is what you're talking about, right?
Well, no.
Not just living.
No, they weren't married. They're living in fornication. See, the fornication is fornication when you're not married. Adultery is after marriage. Watch that. I want you to stand up. About 35% of the church stood up. And you know what they said? Oh, we didn't know that was a sin. He never heard it before. He said, well, let's make it all right. And you know what? They had enough marriages in that church. It took them a month to get through it all, but they got it. And it was one, and they're still there. Just make it right, like I said last week. Just make it right. You know, and live right. And it just works. And it's just such a blessing. And you know what? It's one. That's why when I watch an elderly person in their 90s, and he might be 94, and his wife is 92 or 93, they still got they look at each other like they're 18, 19 years old. That's a wonderful thing. They did it right. And that's what it's all about. Partners, I have to address this. Thank you. You do right by supporting this ministry. We do right by not taking your money. We don't take you. Me and Kathy don't take your money. We put that in world evangelism to reach people, change lives one soul at a time. One time a guy told me that, he said, you're a taker. I said, I've never taken anything. I'm a receiver. Mm-hmm. Taking means you grab something that's not yours, you just pull it out of somebody's hand. No, I receive what people do. And if I don't do that, then I would be wrong in God's eyes that you didn't receive that man's seed. I ask you today to be a partner to this ministry. There's so much to be done. And I personally believe it is little time to do it in. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to be a partner, go to jdm.org. That's our website. And you can hit a donate button, give that way. Or you can use PayPal if you want to do that. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can use the JDM free app. Kathy likes to add the JDM free apps to select the giving you want to give. Or you can mail in your donation to the post office, to our office. 100% I say it all the time, and I'm so proud of that. 100% of your giving goes into world evangelism. We've been debt-free since 1982.
And we're called to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And the words we've been saying today are really geared at helping people's lives be changed and get on the right track and not be deceived.
Not to make you feel bad.
Not to be deceived, but to be have your eyes open to the truth so that you can be changed.
This is not a condemnation message. This
is
a conviction message.
That's right.
Conviction doesn't make you feel bad. It opens your eyes to the truth. Mm-hmm. Condemnation is what makes you feel guilty. You're no good. You're trash and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
No.
I'm so glad that we've been set free.
Oh, God.
To live a holy life, to love God, to follow His example instead of falling into the old traps that we used to live in.
Yeah, so true.
Amen.
One more little announcement before we go off the air. Kathy's Glorious Conference is coming up. Woo. She calls it Glorious 25. That's why we were wearing it. We wore this last week and we wore it again this week. And if you, we want you to come. Registration is absolutely free. It is Friday, March the 7th. At 7 p.m., Kathy preaching. Saturday morning, March the 8th at 9 a.m., I'll be a guest myself there, and we're going to have a boardroom chat live with me and Kathy at 9 a.m.
We want to hear some of your questions. I think some of you may have already been
sending them in. Ask me anything, and we'll just answer whatever we can. Mm-hmm. Also, you may get to meet Kathy personally. She's doing a book signing that will take place after the service on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And once again, registration is free. All you got to do is go to jdm.org. I know a lot of people charge you registration fees, and I'm not being critical of that. That's their business. We don't do that.
Never have.
We will never do that.
Never will.
I will say, I'm the head of this ministry. We will never. And I'll tell you why. We like living by faith. To me, faith is not a gamble. It's a sure thing.
Amen.
So we just believe God. It costs money to do these things? Yes, it does. But you know what? That's God's business. He didn't ask me to pay for it. He asked me to believe for
it. And we're decorating the place. We're ready for you. We're going to have a fun time. Great worship planned. Full, beautiful time of praise and worship, as well as I want to have, there's going to be some time for personal ministry. I believe that God is going to touch lives. There's going to be healings, manifestations of things that maybe you've been believing God for some things.
Healing,
something
living.
Happens when people of like precious faith get together. There's like an ignition gets kicked off. We kick
it's
the
just
fires,
such a
light
blessing.
The fires. There's going to be a powerful time. And then, of course, I'll have lots of fun gifts, giveaways at the end of the Friday night service and at the end of the Saturday morning service. We go I'll usually go from 9 a.m. There's like the boardroom chat will be about 45 minutes. Take a quick break, more worship, more word, time of prayer, and then there's the book signing. All of it should be done probably around noon.
Yeah.
Great time to break and go for lunch in the city of New Orleans. We have a lot of great food, a lot of great
blessing
fellowship
of the Lord.
Opportunities.
And you know, I say it all the time. I'm surprised how many men come. I've asked them, I said, you know, this is a woman's meeting. Yeah, but we had to sneak in. I tell you one thing, man, these women, they worship God. They love God. And the anointing is really, really strong.
Yes.
So hope you can tell. It'll also be online. But that corporate anointing, when you're in that building, is stronger than the single anointing.
Yeah, we're going to put it on all of our platforms.
Yes, indeed.
If you can't, since you can't, some of you may not be able to be here. We still want you to be a part of it. I believe that the same spirit that will be in the house will be communicated and God will touch your life in a significant way.
So until next week, I hope you enjoyed Part two.
Yes.
About this cancer that goes against the body of Christ. By His stripes, you're healed.
The blood of Jesus.
And the blood of Jesus
cleanses us.
Doesn't cover it, washes it away.
Washes it away.
Till next week, Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.